for most. For most. Hi, this is Danielle, and I come from the village of HelpingBuildBridgesAcross.com. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being on Journey HBBA. For most. I'm thinking about these words because most things that are shared are not for everyone. There really isn't such a thing as everybody or they all, which is a common thing that most of us say. They all this or they all that, but it really is for most. I'm so grateful for a village of people who seem to have a kindred heart, and most of that centers around gratitude. For most of us, for most, we recognize the priceless value of that. And for me, from a heart that knows, this allowed me to rob regret. And because of those experiences behind me, going forward, it decides everything that I do every day. It makes decisions for all the actions and things that I choose to say or not, to do or not, because I recognize that it's woven into when life changes. Now, when life changes, not if, but when, it means that the decisions that I made were the best that I could make in those situations and those moments, because my heart is always to not have regret, to not have said things that I can't take back, to not have done things that have created more confusion. I just don't want to participate in any of it. So for me, for most, gratitude is very important. And that's really all I came to share this time with you, is just to put in perspective the many things that are shared here in this village and in many places. It really is more than just words, it's more than just images. It's an opportunity from my heart to yours to really share the value of what it means to take a pause, to be alert, to be aware of opportunities. You know, when you have a new day to me is an opportunity. It's a blessing to have a new day because someone may not have. And like all of us is like a book. Our books have a beginning and it has an ending. And so we have the opportunity to write all those beautiful pages in the middle. And when I think of that, that's the opportunity. That's the places of decision, and decisions are made in the moment. And while most of us make plans for future plans and the hopeful road ahead of us and all the things that we desire in life and work hard for, in the interim, in the middle of all that, are those we love and those we care about, those that we have come across in our work environment, in our homes, in our village being our families and friends and community. And those things mean something. And so when you take a pause and you consider the value of gratitude, gratitude allows you to not just think thoughts, but to share them. Not just to consider picking up the phone, but to pick it up. Not just to say, hey, let's get together and, you know, have a dinner to catch up, or just spend time on the phone or texting even. Just a sending out a text can mean the world to somebody that they were being thought of. It's the little things. It's the little things that can be big things. And in the scheme of things, for me and for most, we recognize that those decisions, those moments, those things that we do every day, that we choose to do by our words, by our actions, big or small, that moments become memories. And we and all of us have an opportunity that in all that we do, even peaceful silence to show up somewhere, you don't really have anything to say and there's no agenda, but just being in the midst of others, whether you know them or not, just a peaceful silence, a smile, a listening ear can be of value. You know, sometimes no one's really listening to get a lot of feedback or opinions, or maybe just a listening ear, you know, to allow someone to vent or to say, and just say, hey, you know what? Another day. It's good that we can get through it. I'm glad you had a chance to vent it. Let's move on. Let's continue forward. So, my friend, I'm not going to allow this to be too long. My heart was just to stop in and share these words for most. For most, we understand the value of gratitude. For most, we recognize that no one promised us tomorrow will look the same as today. And for me, it's not to be sad in that. It's to embrace that. And it allows the awareness. It allows that opportunity to make the most of this day, this gift, this day. Time is a commodity. and what we choose to do with it matters. So I hope this was something that encouraged you. That's always the intent. And as most of you know that have been traveling this journey with me, I appreciate you so. Below, you will find in our link, depending on how you connect, our Village is helping, buildbridgesacross.com. Be sure to visit. Be sure to get connected. There's a lot of things that go on there that you can find a place just to be more connected. And of course, if you have enjoyed the feed, not just here on the podcast, but even in the Village, the social media Village, or in the videos, whatever that looks like, there's so much more that you can even share. I ask those hearts that know the value of gratitude always to join in with me to continue planting seeds of gratitude. And it's not always by one thing or another, but I just extend out my book that I've written called Live Heart Inspired, 216 pages filled with images and words. It really is an inspirational journal. It's meant for you to not, it doesn't have a chapter, it doesn't have a beginning and end in terms of you got to read it from the beginning to the end. It's really meant to inspire, to take a pause on every thought that's shared and look at the images and consider your own journey and to journal and write all over the pages. That's my thing. I believe in writing on pages. But you'll find the link for the book here. You'll also find more information about it in the Village. But my intent here is what it's been from day one, and that is making gratitude contagious. That was, that is, and that always will be the intent. All right, dear friend, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to our time together soon. Take care.